commercial. Something called the Boomerang or something like that. I'm not making it up.
I don't want to get into it.
You know, that or colon blow.
Look who's here. Barrett Baber, our old buddy. Standing by on.
Vickery, there's been times I've been driving down the highway after a long night of rocking, heading back to Fayetteville, and yes. I've listened to those commercials before your show. And
yes.
But really, it gets you through. It gets you through a long drive.
Barrett,
you know?
I don't listen to him because it hits a little too close to home from time to time.
Well, I think most men will admit it. Some won't. That they don't even want the concept of that even into their brain. They don't even want that occasionally popping up. It's a bad way to say that. They don't want that thought or that phrase. They don't want the ED phrase popping into their head at the wrong moment at any time. You know, so just listening to those shows, probably, most people are
You never know when a romantic moment might strike. You could be chopping onions or, you know, like...
Exactly.
You never know.
Exactly.
You could be in a canoe.
Getting in your remodeled 68 Camaro.
That's it. Let's go for a cruise, honey.
Do you get any royalties off of the Monday
night? That's not his gig. That's a misconception.
Robert.
I've always thought that.
No, that's Josh Green. That's a misconception. Everybody thinks it's Barrett, but we actually have...
A fine musician, Josh Green is.
Yeah, he's awesome. We have actually probably 2 to 3 musicians who have spent some time around the buzz, and he was just one of.
Right. Usually to come in out of the cold.
Yeah, well, all of the musicians that we've ever had, Barrett was the best sales guy, so get that.
He's an actual legitimate professional.
Yes, he is. He's a professional sales guy, used to be. Now he's a professional educator, and he's also a professional singer and music gigger. So this weekend, actually, he is playing at Stickies with a country band called Backroad Anthems. So talk to me about the gig this weekend, my man.
So all the listeners out there, they've surely by now know to take my word for it when I say a band or a singer is really good, because I brought them people like Ashley McBride and, you know, those kind of references. And so I'm going to say it now. This band that I'm playing with this weekend, Backroad Anthem, is something to keep an eye on. These guys are awesome. Great musicians. They're a country band. They play a lot of covers, but we're doing a lot of songwriting too and writing a lot of good country music. So it's definitely worth coming out to Sticky Fingers tomorrow night. I go on at 9. I open for the band, and then they'll go on. They put on a heck of a show. They're super talented. They're going to play at the Thunder on the Mountain Music Fest. They're going to open, I think, or play after Toby Keith or, you know, a couple of big guys. They've opened for Eli Young. They're awesome. So you get to see me, you get to see them. It'd be a great time to come out tomorrow at Sticky Fingers.
Bill has not been to that particular festival. He's been to the Thunder Down Under Music Festival in Vegas, which is also quite...
Well, listen, this isn't the same thing, but these guys are real good looking. I'm just going to say that, too. I'm going to throw that out there.
There we go. And with the SEC Women's Gymnastics Tournament going on over in North Little Rock...
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's what I'm. If you see a lot of 4'11 really flexible girls in the front row of your show, bonus.
Let me tell you something. I'll be doing toe touches.
I'll be doing toe touches. Right.
Who here
can touch my toes?
When I was in Hot Springs during the Sun Belt Conference tournament, we saw a lot of players from teams that have been ousted out partying at Lucky's. Mm-hmm. I wonder if you are a gymnast that gets, if you get knocked out, like of the floor exercise, like you didn't qualify for the final the next day, do you go out and party and go watch a good country show?
Right. If there is a God in heaven, it'll happen.
Oh, right in front of Barrett. There's the Georgia women's gymnastics team all lined up. Go Bulldogs!
Barrett, Joe, man, I'm excited about it. I'm excited to be back in the rock playing, doing an opening set for these guys. And trust me, if you're a fan of country music and you're listening to my voice, you should come out tomorrow because you'll really enjoy the show. They're a great, great band.
I'm actually not a fan of country music, but on your recommendation, I'm going to come out to the show anyway.
I think you should. I think you should. You'll be a fan of this band after tomorrow night. I promise you that.
Barrett, if you would like Bill and I to travel to Fayetteville sometime and teach your debate class a thing or two about how to argue over nonsensical issues, we certainly are more than willing.
Certainly what my students need is to know how to argue better. That's,
right.
I get to teach my kids how to be really good at winning arguments. And so I guess they practice on all day long.
Did you guys fill out a bracket as part of your classwork this week?
No, I think that might be frowned upon. But
Well, you don't have to play for money. You can just do it.
What does he teach? Rick Neuheisel High School?
You can do it for Rick Neuheisel High is actually what renowned for their bracketology. Right. But I was just thinking for like, just for classroom bragging rights, I would definitely have my kids fill one out if I was a teacher.
I don't know. Well, they're on spring break right now, so I'm sure their minds are on other things other than brackets and school or me. So.
Yeah, they're debating with 7-Eleven guys about whether or not they can have beer in Florida right now. So
I don't know about that.
No, I'm just kidding. Not your kids. Your kids are perfect, upstanding.
Yeah, they're all really good. They're well behaved, and they're top notch students.
And that's no doubt. Well, look, tomorrow night it's at Stickies. It is Barrett Baber, and if Barrett says it, I believe it. Especially when it comes to music, because he knows more about music than I do, and lots of other things too. But anyway.
And hey, here's another good thing, guys. It's an 18 and up show, so all you young bucks out there,
Some of your recent former students can pop in for the show. That'll be good.
Yeah, former students, welcome. If you're 18 up, bring it on. We'll put big X's on your hands, and you can hang out and drink Sody Pop.
Former students, welcome, but not as much as former gymnasts, apparently. It is the big-time show at Stickies tomorrow night. Go see Barrett. And I do want to remind everybody, too, and Barrett, I'm sure you caught on to this, being friends with Chris and Suzanne at the Stickies Rev conglomerate. Mm-hmm. Monday night, we've got Soul Asylum at the Rev Room.
That's cool.
So we're going to be turning back the clock a little bit. Looking forward to that as well. So, Barrett, good talking to you, my man.
Y'all come see me.
I hope to catch up with you. I appreciate you calling in.
All right, homie. Talk to you later. Thanks.
All right, buddy. Take care. This is a little Barrett Baber into the break because we love him. When we come back, Zone Rewind, from the week that was in the zone. And luckily for you, the listener, I missed 2 days of it. So best week ever, I've been told. Best week ever.
There we go.
We are at the all-new Lander Chevrolet. We will take a timeout. We'll come back and recap the week. We'll also update you on the scores. In fact, I'm not even going to make you wait. How's that
How about that?
35-26, Duke leads Albany at the half. And Wisconsin and Ole Miss in a dogfight, or badger-bear fight, as it were. It is 25-21 with 8 seconds to go in the first half. That was my last check, and I just did a little refresh. It is now at the half, 25-22. Wisconsin leads Ole Miss in a dogfight.
What did you call that?
I don't think
that's two Wisconsin cheerleaders going after each other.
Those are two.
Oh!
Yeah.